This is the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, along with Andy Carboni. And Andy, the Red Sox season came to an end Monday night at Fenway Park in the loss to Cleveland. And kind of a disappointing end to the season, for sure.
Well, I'd say it's more than kind of a disappointing end to the season, Bill. It came to an abrupt halt. And kind of saw this coming. The experienced Red Sox fan did, at least, losing five out of their last six games during the regular season and kind of limping their way into the playoffs. It was more of the David Ortiz show at the end of the year than focusing on getting that home field advantage for the playoffs, at least for the first round. And that came back to hurt the Red Sox. I think if the series was flipped around and the Sox had the home advantage to start things off, maybe we would have picked up a win or even two the first two games at Fenway. But, of course, the game started off in Cleveland, and they lost a one-run game in Game 1. Really, Game 2 was just a disaster on all fronts between the pitching, the defense. They did not hit. And then last night, it was another close game. They lose 4-3. They had their opportunities, but again, the offense failed to come up with big hits. And you look back over the series, the Red Sox did not score more than one run in an inning throughout the series. So that's you're not going to win many ball games, having an offense that's turning out that kind of production.
Right, and during that winning stretch near the end of the season, the offense was clearly clicking.
Oh, it certainly was, and the offense was clicking for most of the season when you look back overall. I mean, they scored the most runs in the league. I mean, That's case in point, but they always say good pitching beats good hitting. But when you look at Cleveland's pitching, granted they had Corey Kluber, a former American League Cy Young Award winner, pitching Game 2, but the number one and, well, 1A, and because Kluber and Carlos Carrasco, you could say they're 1 and 1A in terms of top starters, and they had their other number 2/3 starter, Danny Salazar, injured. Kluber himself was coming off an injury. He didn't pitch the last 10 games of the season. He was, resting. And, facing guys like Josh Tomlin, these guys are beatable. The Red Sox bats, the way the lineup was constituted, should have been, whacking these guys around. It was tough to watch. The whole series was just tough to watch.
Oh, man, yeah. But for Terry Francona to win that series in Boston, it must have been great for him.
Well, absolutely. I mean, of course, he went out on a bad note here in Boston after his success as manager here for the Red Sox. And to come back and kind of put his stamp on it and win a series in Fenway Park. I'm sure he got a lot of satisfaction out of that, no question about it.
Yeah. Andy, anything else on the Sox, on the Ortiz, the farewell? That's, I guess, a little anticlimactic after, all the farewells during this season this year.
Oh, absolutely. The way things ended off with this series, of course, it kind of, his career kind of ended on a dud. Even the last week of the season, he wasn't playing well. He had a lot on his mind, a lot of ceremonies going on, and obviously it's overwhelming, and he's, obviously realizing his career is coming to an end. So, did the Red Sox do too much in the last 3 days of the regular season with, ceremonies every day? I know back when Yaz retired, they had Yaz Day on a Saturday and his final game on a Sunday. They kind of stretched it out. But back in 83, the Red Sox weren't fighting for a playoff spot and or home field advantage in the playoffs. Maybe things could have been handled different. Just do maybe one day of a big Ortiz celebration. Does that take some juice out of the Red Sox players, watching these ceremonies and more focus being on Ortiz? I mean, it's tough to say. You would think as professionals they could, work around that and get the job done. But I just go back to the fact that once they eventually clinched the American League East, backing in no less the way Craig Kimball blew that game in New York that day, John Farrell kept saying, we're playing for home field advantage the rest of the regular season. And the way he managed the rest of the regular season, he certainly was not playing home field advantage. Resting players, there's no need for rest at this time of year. The season's coming to a close and you're pushing for the playoffs. You keep the pedal on the metal and you just keep going. You don't rest people. There's plenty of rest now for these guys. They didn't need to rest last week. There were a couple games Ortiz came out halfway through games when later on in the game there were situations where his spot in the lineup came up and, you had a secondary player up in his spot. So that to me is questionable. John Farrell's managing. It always has been. I'm not a fan. But unfortunately, I mean, this is the personal aside. It was reported last night that he's definitely coming back for next year. And, I just think this team needs to move on and start fresh again. Why is Torey Lovullo the bench coach? They brought him back, as his right-hand man when he was sick with cancer last year. He got great reviews as a manager. They made him the highest-paid bench coach in Major League Baseball. They don't want him to go anywhere. But now he's going to continue to sit on the bench and be a bench coach. I'm not saying he's the answer, but I just think the team needs something with Ortiz leaving, kind of a fresh start all around, top to bottom.
Well, Andy Carbone is with us here, our baseball insider. Andy, let's look around big picture to Major League Baseball as we do every week, and American League, National League, playoff series.
Well, the other American League Division Series was won in a sweep by the Toronto Blue Jays, and you ask me right now, I think a great matchup in the World Series would be Toronto and Chicago at this point. But so now the Indians go on with home field advantage in the American League Championship Series. They'll open up on Friday night at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Well, the National League Division Series, both of them are still going on. Game 4 is being played. Actually, a pair of them today with Washington playing at the Dodgers and then the Cubs at San Francisco. The Nationals lead their best of 5-2 games to 1, and the Cubs leading their best of 5-2 games to 1. So we could find out later on tonight the National League Championship Series matchup and see how things progress. But I would like to see the National League Division Series, maybe both series go a full 5 games to keep things interesting. And to me, the more baseball, the better.
All right, Andy. Any other final parting shots on the 2016 season from Fenway Park?
Well, I mean, I could shoot them up left, right, and sideways. That's just the way I am being a Red Sox fan. But obviously, the one little note last night, when Ortiz did come back out onto the field and address the crowd, that was a nice moment. All the ceremonies were nice. It's going to be a big hole for the Red Sox to fill, finding a replacement for David Ortiz. Personally, I think he could have played another year easy. I mean, it's obvious the way he played this year. But I guess, he wants to retire, he can retire. But it's a big hole that the Red Sox have to fill. It's going to be very interesting to see if the Sox management wants to really open up the purse strings again, spend big money on a free agent. I mean, the one name that comes to mind for me who's going to be a free agent is Edwin Encarnacion, the DH for the first baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, he hit over 40 home runs this year. He's really tearing it up in the postseason. That would be a perfect fit to replace Ortiz in the lineup of protection for Mookie and the rest of the order. Red Sox got burned again, and it looks like with this David Price contract, are they going to say, we're going to stop this big spending? But, there are some other holes with the Red Sox. I mean, not only at DH, you got to look at catching right now. They're getting no offense from the catcher's spot.
Yeah.
Sandy Leone obviously did have a great start to the season, did much better than expected. He really faltered at the end of the year and into the playoffs. Christian Vasquez, we know he can hit. He's supposed to be great defensively, but he had his issues defensively this year. So that's an issue. Third base is another problem. Who's the third baseman next year? You're going to deal with Pablo potentially coming back. Is he going to work into the DH role? That's just a disaster as far as I'm concerned. And Travis Shaw and Brock Holt, they're not everyday third basemen. So this team right now, you have three huge holes to going into next year. And then plus that the team needs more pitching. I can complain all day about them, but that's what Red Sox fans do.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't remember a bigger void with the retirement than with when David Ortiz leaves this year. I mean, he's at the peak of his game in a way, and he retires.
Exactly. There's never been a player to have this kind of offensive production in this final season. Obviously, it's the biggest hole a guy that's retiring has ever been. So, it's going to take a little bit for them to recover from this, but they do have the talent. They have a good base. They still have a great farm system. So hopefully they can, put it all together the right way, and maybe we'll advance to the championship series next year and see what happens.
There he is, the ever optimist Andy Carbone. Really? I'm Bill Newell, and that's our baseball insider on MSO News.